239-1310. 239-1310 is after news. Name is, you know, in the discussions that we had last week in our anniversary with a number of African American leaders here, as well as community reaction to that panel. One of the things that came up was a desire that we need more opportunities for financial institutions in the community. In fact, on the Thursday broadcast, it was brought up, the credit union that Mount Zion Baptist Church has had for years and years. It was the vision of the late, great Reverend R.T. Andrews, one of the great, not only pastors, but great servant leaders of this community. Well, you never know how the Lord will work. You know, the Lord, you know, be working. And Reverend Fitzhugh Lyons is in the house. He's got a guest with him. He's got a special announcement to make. Reverend, how you doing?
Fine, Amos.
So what's going on?
Well, Amos, I have two mentors that's sleeping with the Lord now.
Mm-hmm.
There's Dr. R.T. Andrews,
right,
and Dr. C.J. Daly.
Mm-hmm.
And all of those two men accomplished more after they were 75. Than they did earlier, but that was the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Andrews started a credit union. It's still going.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to start a credit union.
Uh-oh.
In fact, we got it on foot already. I got Joe Newman here.
Mm-hmm.
He'll give you details. And we want...
So you're going to start a credit union?
Yeah, we have started.
You're not going to start.
We have started
a credit union.
That's right.
And a credit union is going to be called what now? Community Hope Federal Credit Union.
That's right.
Now, if it's got federal in the word, it means that that's some federal deposit insurance kind of stuff.
That's right.
Regulated.
Right.
Going to be done the right way.
Right. A regular credit union done properly.
And, you know, you got Joe Newman here, who's, you know, who's been advising businesses in this community for, we're not even going to say for how long, because then we'll both get embarrassed. So, Joe, what is this Federal Hope Federal Credit Union, or Community Hope, I'm sorry, Federal Credit Union?
Well, first, Amos, it's a pleasure to be back on the show. I think you and I have known one another for nearly 40 years.
Yeah, we're getting there. And amazing, he has less gray hair than I do. So first of all, let me ask the first definition, because people may not understand what a federal credit union is. What's a credit union?
A credit union differs from a bank in that it is owned by the membership.
Mm-hmm.
And subsequently, it is not. It has all of the banking rules, but rather than having private ownership, mm-hmm. the membership owns it. And,
okay.
And you know, when I came to Reverend Lyons, I'd sort of put down something, and, you know, and I had said, you know, in my mind, and, you know, I'm white.
Right,
Amos,
right, right. No,
right?
Really?
Yeah, really.
Okay, all right.
But, you know, I felt that the nation has made great strides in civil rights, but the fact is that mm-hmm. equality and inclusion, right. that all good men and women who have good intentions – hasn't happened, and there's still a tremendous divide between the races, which obviously you know. And that divide, in my opinion, has always been economics.
Mm-hmm.
And money makes things happen, and it's money that will provide education, jobs, business ownership, homes. And I've always believed that it is money that will solve the major youth problem in this country, and in mm-hmm. particular, the major black youth problem.
Right.
And you know, being white is one thing, but the fact is the country is controlled by Wall Street and banks, and the great majority of America's minority population are dependent upon white-dominated Wall Street and banks whose primary interests are not necessarily economic empowerment for minorities.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result of that, I feel that the solutions to many of the problems that blacks face and other peoples of color is to gain control of their money, mm-hmm. invest it back into their communities for education, housing, jobs, business, economic empowerment. And so I came to Reverend Lyons and said, let's do a black credit union.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get the churches behind it. Let's make it very faith-based,
mm-hmm.
and have a set mission. And our mission is going to be education first, jobs second, business opportunity third, and homes fourth, and I'll put together a program to do it. And a long time ago, Reverend Lyons, when his church and other churches locally needed financing. They went to Jet Credit Union that ultimately sold out, but they had an executive CEO there who was very, very much into economic empowerment, Bev Jenkins. And so I went to Bev and I said, Bev, can we put this together? What will it take to put together? And let's do it. And she told us what it would do and what would be needed. And so we started the program, and that's – and we this week we will be filing our application, which is a 180, six-month project to make this thing a reality.
So filling out the paperwork, it takes how many years, you know, once you start filling out the paperwork for the federal government to say, yeah, you can have a credit union, no, you can't?
We think we'll have it within 180 days, but it could be – but it could be 90 days because of the power of Reverend Lyons and Dr. Blewett and many other pastors and churches that we think we can fast track this through, because economically we'll have the number of members that we need, the minimum number, and the minimum number of dollars and the backing, which is what we're taking care of. So we think we'll get a fast track, and we hope within 3 to 6 months that we can open our doors to have a federal credit union.
Where would – have you all thought about where the office or where you would – where people would go to do transactions at this credit union?
Absolutely. Yes. Number one, the great bulk of banking today is done on the internet. Mm-hmm. And there's a program available to credit unions where there are 3,000 to 5,000 branches, and it's called shared branching. Right. The day we get the federal approval, we will be able to be in 3,000 to 5,000 branches nationwide with our signage and where depositors and borrowers can go. In Indianapolis, we're looking in this North Meridian corridor. We right. want to be in the community with the office, and we have several places in mind. With that, I'll let Reverend Lyons speak.
We're looking at 3901 North Meridian mm-hmm. with the Onoche architectural firm.
Right.
We're looking at that, and we're looking at other areas where it could be convenient for people.
When one looks at banking and financial services in working class, not just black communities, but working class communities, you see all the I grew up and called them currency exchanges. They're the cash advance places, the places that cash your check, the places that will give you a loan against your paycheck, those kind of places. And our community disproportionately uses those because they kind of feel it's easier than dealing with the bureaucracy at a bank. How can this Community Hope Federal Credit Union attract those people away from those places and to do their financial business at what you guys are trying to do at Community Hope?
Yeah, when we explain it to them and advertise it mm-hmm. to let them know this is not a cash and carry place. Mm-hmm. This is a regular credit union mm-hmm. that's ran by blacks. Mm-hmm. And it can be first class, and that's what we want. And so they can come to us rather than going to quick check cash and all that kind of stuff. And the interest won't be as great. Mm-hmm. And this will be a regular credit union.
The interest rate on the loans won't be as great.
Won't be as great.
Okay.
Right.
239-1310. 239-1310. We're talking with Reverend Fitzhugh Lyons, Reverend Joe Newman, new credit union coming to town called the Community Hope Federal Credit Union. Joe, you and I have been around a long time. We remember Midwest Bank, and it was interesting after our broadcast last Thursday where the subject came up of finances. Somebody saw me out in the community and said, you know, our community, you know, couldn't support Midwest Bank when Midwest Bank is around back in the day. So and we only have one surviving minority credit union, and that's Mount Zion. So, you know, given that not that great track record, how can this be successful?
Oh, this could be eminently successful. I know a lot about Midwest Bank, basically, right. mm-hmm. Amos, because I was the ad agency mm-hmm. for Midwest Bank, brought it here. They brought in a white, nothing against Bob Martin, but they brought in a
white. There was some folk that didn't know about the community.
They didn't know about the community. I tried to tell them that they had to be a part of the community. Midwest Bank promoted itself as being a black bank. They were not a black bank. They did get a tremendous young man in Mike Rodman, who ultimately went to Indiana National Bank, but the bank was not a black bank. It was only that in order to get its charter. But at that time, as you know, mm-hmm. when Dr. Lloyd and I got together to get the original WTLC, if right. you remember, yeah. mm-hmm. it was a different time then. And there were no Amos Browns, and there were no Al Hobbs, and there was no Bobby Bernards, and there were no Chuck Broadduses. And this town was not ready for it then. This town has changed dramatically, but not economically. And I am so frustrated when I see what's happening here. And I told Reverend Lyons, this is all economics. You've got to get control of your money, right. You have to be at the highest level. So I told them in a big meeting the other day, I want to be here. I am on the radio. I want to be behind the scenes because I'm not black, and I don't want white people pulling strings of black people. It just kills me. But we can do this, and it's long overdue, and I know the problems that a lot of black credit unions have had, but they have not just – they have been
– right.
They have been there because they are black, not because they are good businesses. We can make both of those things happen.
Let me add this. A lot of our churches cannot get financing, and we want to stop that. Mm-hmm. A lot of our people can't get financing because of whatever. We want to put an end to that. We put our money in the bank on Sunday. We raise our money on Monday. It's in the bank, millions of dollars in the bank, and we can't get a loan on Monday. That's ridiculous.
Let me go to the phones in Greg at 239-1310. Hi there.
How you doing there, Amos?
Fine.
How you doing there, guys?
Doing okay.
I do not know the banking rules and regulations, but I was just thinking one of the ways that y'all guys can get a whole bunch of business is that you offer a plan at your bank where if you take out a loan, it can be taken directly out your check. You know, so you know how some places do, where it gets to, instead of you mailing the payment in, it comes out your check automatically before you get your check. A lot of places do that to get because that may be a good idea to do that with your bank. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yes, that's smart banking. We're going to use all those smart bankings because we want the business, and we can help everybody.
Yeah, a lot of places in Indiana don't do that, but I think somebody's got a job and they're getting paid. Maybe you say, okay, you got to get direct deposit in our bank, and you'd be allowed to be able to do that. If you got a job and you've been there for 15 years, you're drawing a check every 2 weeks, and you get a loan, okay, then your check, we're going to take $50 out every 2 weeks before you get your check. So that guarantees you to get your money, because that's how a lot of places do now.
Right. Well, we will do that. But let me tell you, underneath it all, mm-hmm. the biggest problem is that when a black person walks into many businesses, including banks, they're not treated with dignity and respect. They are not considered to be the primary focus of that particular organization. In this particular bank, every single person that comes in there will be treated with dignity and respect. And as a result, the people who come in there will treat the bank or the credit union with dignity and respect. We're talking about relationships and principles and character. And that's what's really needed at this particular level. And I agree, every service that's available in any bank will be available in Community Hope Federal Credit Union.
Let me go to thank you, Greg. Let me go to Kim at 239-1310. Hi there.
Hi, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm fine.
I think it's wonderful to hear that, the Reverend Lyons and the other gentlemen have come together in our Indianapolis community, and I hope that the rest of the community understands that there is power in people uniting together for that economic opportunity that should exist for all. I do want to recommend a group that has worked on the national level with other pastors, and that is the Center for Responsible Lending. They have thorough research on how this has worked through other organizations, faith-based driven in other states, and they've worked with those states to give the information, the data, and can connect with other pastors on a national level to see what's worked in other states.
Great, great. And we put that down. We got that information.
All okay, right. Well, I'll call you, Reverend Lyon.
Yeah, do that. Do that.
And I will give you that information because they have an office in Washington as well as they have one in Durham, North Carolina.
Right.
And they do and process all data on every type of monies, information that deal with finances.
Can I give her my number, Amos?
Yeah, what's the number?
317-626-0927.
Okay, I will do that.
626-0927.
I appreciate it. Let me go to William at 239-1310. Hi there.
How you doing, Mr. Brown?
I'm fine.
I had a question for the guest, but Pastor Lowndes had already answered that question concerning the churches and the finances for that different endeavor, especially the mortgage situation. The mortgage company is preying on the different churches where they are a loan for a certain amount of time, like 5 years, and then after 5 years, they demand a balloon payment, and the churches can't deal with it. I was just wondering how was they going to help the churches in dealing with that situation, different situations, not only within the city, but whatever they come up in need for the financing.
We're gonna tackle that. Those churches that have balloon payments that they know they can't do it, but the bank pressured them for it, we want to take that loan over. Now, we're not just going to operate right here in Indianapolis. We're going nationwide because we're going to get mega churches to come in with us. So we'll have the revenue to bail the churches out.
All right, I appreciate it. 239-1310. 239-1310. You can send me an email at praiseindy.com, a text message at 37890, keyword Amos, 37890, keyword Amos, or even on Twitter at AmosWTLCIndy. Somebody on Twitter, Reverend Lyons, you know, the fancy Twitter thing, said, what's the difference between Community Hope and Mount Zion? Does this dilute dollars?
I don't know about Mount Zion, but I know what we're going to do.
Is it, let me rephrase the question, Joe Newman. Somebody might be thinking, wait a minute, you already got one. Would adding a second black credit union, would that dilute the impact of the first one?
No, it will enhance the impact of the first one. That's the reason that a Target and a Walmart and a Sears coexist, a Home Depot and a Lowe's, a McDonald's and a Burger King, a Southwest Airlines and a Delta Airlines. We are in the free enterprise system. We're in capitalism. Competition improves the quality of businesses. It doesn't hurt them. And I would tell you that if you took all of the black money that's in traditional banks, there is so much money, so much power, but it's not coming back to the black community. This will help Mount Zion. It will help every black church, faith-based credit union in the United States because it will put them on an equal ground. Chase works with PNC mm-hmm. and Bank of America and Wells Fargo, and it just builds them all because it makes them better at what they do. And I would say the same thing when you take this great radio station that you have. The fact that there are other radio stations means that Radio 1 and WTLC has to be better and better and better if it wants a share of the listening audience. So you always have to improve. You improve on the quality of your announcers and your hosts. You improve on the quality of your equipment. The mere fact that you have Twitter and Facebook and all of these things is because you have a successful radio station, and therefore you're competing. So, no, it will not hurt Mount Zion. It will help Mount Zion.
Let me go back to the phones. And Kevin, hi there.
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Brown, and your guest?
Fine. How are you?
I got a question for your guest. Do you guys are planning on assuming home mortgages, or would you guys be selling the mortgages? And two, how would you get your name out there? I'm born and raised in Indianapolis. I never knew Mount Zion had a black bank.
I'm glad you said that. We're going to advertise all over the area. We're going to assume mortgages, church mortgages, loans, cars. We're going to do the whole works. We want to be competitive.
And are you guys planning on selling the mortgages? I know.
No, we're not going to. We're not going to do that. And my background is advertising, as Amos knows. And when it comes time, it's much easier today with all of these social media things to get the word out, and we can do it. But when you have people like Amos that are good enough to have Reverend Lyons and me come on and talk about this. We'll get the word out to the community as soon as we're ready to go. And I appreciate that's a good comment. Mm-hmm. And also on the mortgages, we are going to be the lenders. And I've always found that if you treat people with dignity and respect, and if you do good, people are inherently going to do good back. And the idea that all of the black community is bad credit is nonsense. It's when you're treated badly, then you have a tendency to react. This is going to be an organization that definitely is going to show dignity and respect to everybody that becomes involved with us.
I appreciate it, Kevin. Back to the phones in D. Hi there.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. Amos Brown.
Good afternoon.
You kind of just answered the question. I was checking to see the time and the place and the phone number. I want to keep up with this.
That's a great question.
I want you to. Did you get that phone number?
Give him the phone number again.
317-626-0927.
All right. Thank you very much.
You bet.
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you. 239-1310. 239-1310. I got a couple of emails from folks who normally would say, aha, we need the community to stand up and step up and do something. And now they're saying, aha, this is not going to work. This is not stepping up. How would you respond to that?
Let me say this, Amos. I don't like negativity. Mm-hmm. I have faith to believe anything you start. That's been my whole life. I've done things when they said it couldn't be done. I just have to say this. The Lord moved on me to help my people. And that's what I'm going to do. I welcome those who say it can't be done. I'm going to prove to you it will be done.
All right, back to the phones. And Larry, hi there.
How you doing, Reverend Lyons?
Yes.
You know, there's a big prize to be won if somebody can have a black bank, because all the churches in this area, there are old people in those churches that have been saving their money for many years and fortunes that have been accumulated. And I just hope what you said is not true, that you want to pump that money to pay off bad church mortgages. Did I hear you say that?
You mean, what? Now say that again.
That you want to pump this money that's setting up in these churches, some of these elderly women, maybe their husband has died and left them a fortune, and there's a lot of that going on. But did you say that you were going to pump these people? I remember that. But it sounded like you said that you want to rescue and bail these churches out of bad mortgages that they have made with other lending institutions based sometimes on the their boards of trustees.
Well, let me put it like this. The interest rate that the churches are paying is astronomical. I want to bring the interest rate down, give them a better deal on their building. That's it. I don't want to bother nobody. I don't want to mess up nobody in nothing. I just want to help.
But let me go back, and because I think implicit in Larry's question, are deposits in a credit union insured the way deposits in a regular bank or savings and loan are insured?
Absolutely. Yeah. No different whatsoever. And the banking rules and the lending rules are the same. We're talking about compassion and understanding and not making decisions based on anything other than good economic decisions. And our feeling is that there is room for a company, and in this particular case, Community Hope right. Credit Union, faith-based, that will treat people with dignity and respect. Now, a bad person comes in and has wants to borrow money and with no intention of paying it back. That's what the board of directors or the advisors or the people like Dr. Lyons who will be operating it will evaluate it on the same basis that any bank would, but will not automatically say no or put different rules out because of the color of your skin or because you are a black bank or a black-owned business. Do you see where I'm coming from?
Mm-hmm. Let me go back to the phones. Minister Terry, hi there.
Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. My name is Terry, not Kelly.
Oh, I'm sorry. My mistake.
That's all right. I'm listening, and I'm appreciating what Dr. Lyons is attempting to do. But my concern and my question is, in regards to what you all will be attempting to help or make better, I'm looking at Martin University, predominantly black institution that's been on the verge of decline and losing. Will such an enterprise as this credit union be able to do anything to bring Martin back to life or to assist Martin in its attempt?
By all means, we're going to help Martin.
Not only that, I have to say this because I'm glad you mentioned Martin University. My background also is in proprietary and vocational schools, and Martin University could use just a little bit better direction, but there's definitely a room for Martin University, and I believe education is going to be the backbone of what we do and where we're going to be putting our money, and it is schools that provide job training and career training like a Martin University that is critical to eliminating youth crime. Give kids an opportunity for a future, and you would be surprised at the results that would happen and the way youth crime would go down. And I would tell you, first time I talked to Reverend Lyons, I said, we are going to go after scholarships and education as the primary function of this particular financial institution.
239-1310. 239-1310. Let me go to Bill right quick. Hi, Bill.
Yeah, hi, Amos.
Hi.
And you and your guest. My first question is, I came in late, and I didn't get the gentleman's name who's with Reverend Lyons.
Joe Newman.
Pardon me?
Joe Newman.
Okay. My first question is, where is your initial funding coming from to get the charter? And you mentioned going all across the United States. Would that involve initial public stock offering, or can you go from Indiana and across state lines? And the way I understood Midwest National Bank, they were not large enough to be competitive, and they were merged or bought out by Irwin National Bank, Columbus, Indiana. Mm-hmm. Eventually, their charge cards also. So, in this environment, how are you going to be competitive?
All right.
Great question, Joe.
That's a very easy question. In order to get a credit union charge, you have to have a basic 300 members. That's the number. And those 300 members put money into the credit union. They put money into the credit union, and that money is the money that you have available. The filing fees and the initial startup costs are in the few thousands, not many thousands of dollars, and today's banking is primarily internet and shared branches, so we do not have to, like Midwest National Bank acquired that beautiful building at 30th and Meridian Street with a tremendous overhead at that time. Today, you don't need anything like that because you can go into teachers' credit unions or any of the credit unions, form credit unions, and have shared branches. So the day we open, we will have 3,000 to 5,000 branches that we will not be building. So the cost of doing this is far less if you have that base. And the base we have is this tremendous number of churches that recognize the need for this and have come together. And so on our application, we'll not only have Dr. Lyons Galilee Church, but we will have probably somewhere between 20 and 50 churches with anywhere from 100 to 300 members that will meet the requirements.
Joe, so the requirement is a membership requirement, not a requirement of how much capital has been invested to start the bank.
That's correct. And in the money, that those 300 members will be guaranteeing a minimum of $100,000 in deposits.
Mm-hmm.
And we've already established that $100,000. You don't want to be at $100,000. You want to be at $300,000 or $500,000. But that will happen as the churches put the word out and explain Community Hope and what its mission
and
is.
And how serious, Pastor Lyons, are churches to become members of this credit union and change their banking relationships, some of which may have been going on for years?
Well, now, let me say this in answer to your question, Amos. When I came back to Indianapolis 33 years ago, we could not borrow money for a church building,
mm-hmm.
construction.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the first one to break the ice. I got Merchants Bank to finance my church. I had to pull some arms and what have you to get it done. And ever since then, other people have been getting loans, and I've been helping them get them. So I want to get a group of people together and take our church money and make it work for us.
All right. It is the name of this is going to be Community Hope Federal Credit Union. It could be in operation by the latter part of this year, by summer or fall.
That's it.
And if people want more information, Reverend Lyons, what's the number?
317-626-0927.
626-0927, 626-0927.
And we want to come back and update.
Oh, yeah, we want you to come on right. back and update.
Right.
Joe Newman and Reverend Fitzhugh Lyons. Is a new federal credit union looking for 300 members to, you know, bring a whole lot of deposits. Then once the deposits, that gets the capital. When you have the capital, you can get more capital. That's how the capital system works. And the deposits are secured by the federal whatever of credit unions. Guys, thanks very much for being with us. Glad to have you.
Thank you.